Hello, we are learning selected excerpts from Balasaram article Matan Torah. We're continuing from item 11. You can find the excerpts on the site and you can send questions there. Selected questions will be asked here. So Matan Torah, excerpt number 11.
Yeah, let's go. All in all, we in these lessons want to absorb as much knowledge, vessels, means for our advancement. The main thing is how we can use it for our daily lives, especially in the period we're in now, which is very special for all of humanity. Please.
Exit number 11. Baal HaSulam says, these were the words of our sages when they asked, why should the Creator mind whether one slaughters at the throat or at the back of the neck? After all, the mitzvot were given only to cleanse people. That cleansing means the cleansing of the turpid body, which is the purpose that emerges from the observation of all the Torah and mitzvot. For a wild ass will be turned into man. Since when one emerges out of the bosom of creation, one is in utter filth and lowliness, meaning a multitude of self-love that is imprinted in him, and his every movement revolves solely around himself without a shred of bestowal upon others. Thus, then one is at the farthest distance from the root, on the other end. One, since the root is all bestowal, without a hint of reception. Two, whereas the newborn is in a state of complete self-reception, without a hint of bestowal. Therefore, his situation is regarded as being at the lowest point of lowliness and filth in our human world. The more he grows, the more he receives from his environment portions of bestowal upon others, depending on the values and development in that environment. And then, one is initiated into observing Torah and mitzvot for the purpose of self-love, for reward in this world and in the next world, called lo lishma, not for her sake, since one cannot be accustomed any other way. As one grows, he is told how to observe mitzvot, commandments, lishma, for her sake, which is with an aim solely to bring contentment to his maker.
Meaning, we, according to what he's describing here, so we obviously understand already that this is the way we are on the path. From a time we don't understand anything till we start recognizing the connection towards the purpose of creation, how we get to the purpose of creation, how we're included in it more and more, how we take upon ourselves all kinds of laws, limitations, and in such a way, more and more, we can come closer to the realization, meaning that we start understanding that there's lo lishma and lishma, there's reason and faith above reason, and we need to overcome from the degree of malchut to bina. And all of this is in order to give contentment to the Creator. Please. Questions?
P32.
PT 32.
Is it possible to explain the question of our sages, why the Creator should mind if one slaughters at the throat or at the back of the neck?
If we speak about the corporeal mitzvot, so they are all not important. It's important what our intention is. It all follows the intention. What do we want to get from this? That's why it's written that the Creator doesn't care how we slaughter a beast, whether it's kosher or not. And all those corporeal actions, they are not important, but only to the extent that they can aid us in attaining Lishma, only. Which, that is the question, how do we reach Lishma in order to bestow? It's beneficial, we'll do it. It's not beneficial, let's toss it out. More. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. What was Bala Sulam's purpose in writing Matan Torah, and what does Rav want us to get from it?
Turn off your speaker. Again?
The speaker isn't working.
So I don't know why I can't hear you.
What was Bala Sulam's purpose in writing the article Matan Torah? And what does Rav want from us?
I can't understand anything. It's even worse. Maybe move away from the mic.
Can you hear me better now? What does Rav want us to get from this article? And what was Bala Sulam's purpose in writing it?
Owen, can you explain?
Yes. What was Bala Sulam's purpose in writing this article, and what does Rav want us to get out of this article?
Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, is the first article that Bala Sulam wrote for the people, the masses. You understand? Not his students, not those who want the wisdom of Kabbalah, not those who want to reveal the Creator, not for the Torah studiers, not for any of them that have any kind of connection, pro or con, to the wisdom of Kabbalah and the Creator and the Torah. Nope. He wrote this for those people who are the popular people, the nation, that have no yarmulke or anything, that don't belong in anything to religion, to nothing. He wrote this for them. Even for those. Maybe in the middle there to someone else too, but especially those people who know that they have no connection to Torah, not externally anything. That is actually all of our students too. That's why we're studying this article. He wrote it as his first article. According to what Rabash said, he wanted to write about 50 of these. 50. But because after he printed this article, they shut his whole business down. Certain circles came and complained about him. Today they just burn it and destroy it. Back then they weren't so powerful. And they complained to the British government that was in control back then that he's doing something wrong. The British weren't so, they didn't understand what they wanted, what's going on, but they said that it's enough for us, the least problems the better, and they just shut down his print shop and they didn't let him print anymore. And then he said, if this came from above, so I'm going to stop writing. And he didn't write anything except for these two articles, Matan Torah and Arvut. And actually by that, he more or less, everything ended. Okay.
And what does Rav want from us to get out of these articles when we read Matan Torah?
From these articles, we're studying what Baal HaSulam thinks of all of we have before us. Well, we're not in a state that it is suitable for us. I don't understand. He explains this as an approach. It's written in Bereshit Rabbah, in the Midrash, that what does the Creator care whether you slaughter this way or that way? The mitzvot weren't given for that. They were given in order to bring the creations together, to purify them, that everybody will think in order to bestow. What are they doing these actions for? These thoughts, that all of the mitzvot is a matter of thought and intention. That's the whole thing. Okay? Moldova.
Good morning, Rav. He writes that the mitzvot are in order to cleanse. Does it mean to the reception?
Of course. Those who go Yashar Kel are called Israel. So they have all kinds of these and those thoughts, alien thoughts. So he wants to take them out of all those and aim them in a more correct way. Africa.
In what level of bestowal should we expect the general public to reach?
Everybody has to reach the complete dvikut in the Creator in a way that we're all connected together and we all reach in order to bestow to one another and through that to the Creator filling us. Everybody. Doesn't matter if you're from Africa and he's from Indonesia and he's from Alaska. Doesn't matter where from. Everybody needs to reach the same degree, the same state. That's it.
Rehovot.
Rehovot.
Rav katuv po ala shoresh v'ala oto anula.
It talks about the root and the one who is born. Who is the one who is born?
Where is that? What is he talking about?
He's talking about items one and two, the distance from one end to the other.
The same root he was on order to bestow, and from there he was in a complete opposite to receive. So what are you asking about?
So what root is it about?
The Creator. How the created being is coming close to the Creator.
And what is this thing that is born? Is it a quality, a person, a child? What is it?
Discernments. We're not speaking about a child weighing 2 kilos that you take out of a woman, 2 kilos of flesh. We're speaking about discernments that are in us, that when we're born, we have to resemble them to the Creator.
And existence from absence, is that related to it too?
It's all existence from absence. Yeah.
Galil
West.
Good morning, Rav. You already answered part of the question. What does it mean that we can... What is the intention we can take from this article to dissemination?
Guys, you're asking things that you have to discuss and decide. Not me. I don't know it's what to take for dissemination. We are in very special conditions today, you know this. The world from day to day is more and more confused in what it's in on one hand. On the other hand, if you look at this corona, so what's about it? How many people died altogether every day? What's the big problem? You see that there's some fear, something from the upper will on humanity, even more than what's really happening. When I look at the world, everybody lost it. Why are they so afraid? What are they so afraid of? Why do they really have to be so careful about? It's just, if you live in a normal way, that you kind of move away from everybody, don't really come in contact, you don't hug, you don't sneeze at anybody, so you can live in a normal life. What's the big deal here? But along with it came a craziness of all the outbursts in America, France, Germany, of all other things that have nothing to do with corona. And along with that, all kinds of things show up. But all in all, the world, we have to understand that the state isn't so horrible like we are taking it. And it's very interesting that all in all, it's scarier than what it really should be. That's why we need to see these things, to take them into the right proportion, to give it the right attitude.
Yeah, but with the corona, it's becoming clear that the corona isn't the problem. The problem is the side effects. It's becoming clearer.
What side effects?
There are many side effects that require all kinds of operations. People who had corona have to do all kinds of operations. It leaves scars. It messes up your memory. There are many things.
But even though it's not really heard the way you're explaining it, this is exactly the example of people that are swelling things up, exaggerating a bit. I think the whole matter is our attitude, that it has to be balanced. Let's relate to these things in a different way. What do we need to do in our society in order to lower all these fears to a normal degree? That's it. Then you'll start, first of all, organizing humanity. Start organizing humanity. Start helping people calm down towards other businesses, that they won't be as they were before. We don't need all them. That's great. Say thank you to Corona. That is cleansing us from all these fake businesses. We don't really need them except for our big ego that we're swelling it up. Start closing all those boutiques and those expensive restaurants and all these things. They will not be. We will not go back to them. You'll see that. People will live in a much better or more modest way, on one hand. On the other hand, still, they need to know what they're alive for, what they're living for. Start giving them this knowledge, and you'll see, as much as that works, influences the spread of the corona, as much as this virus starts suddenly becoming not so, as you're saying, it's as you're scared of it. No, it becomes something normal. Nothing really happens. We have to see in all these things, first of all, the Creator's hand guiding us through it. It doesn't mean you don't have to do what the doctors are saying. You have to. The doctor was given permission to cure, because the doctor here is also a representative of the Creator, so even more. You have to listen to what the doctors say. But no more than that. Don't make it such a... No. We have the exact right direction how to relate to it. Engage more in love of friends, in the connection to the others, and in according to that, let's see how much it works on the virus. You'll see as much as it influences it.
United VG3.
United VG3.
Рав, вот я слышал, что, например, Швеция.
Рав, I heard that in Sweden they didn't take the quarantine orders, the whole matter of quarantine seriously, and statistically they have more people who are sick in relation to the population than in other countries.
We can compare one country to the other country, especially when you take such an example like Sweden. It's a special country with special people, with a certain way of life. The way they interconnect, as much as they are distant from one another, you can't compare them with Russians. You can't learn anything from that. And also, I don't care. I'm not looking not at those and not at those. I'm looking as much as we, for sure, are getting closer or not to mutual bestowal. Because that's the only thing that can heal us. The virus will not let us alone. Instead of it, a mother virus will come until we reach the right connection. That's why it doesn't matter how much you're sick, more or sick less. I care how we understand what we are supposed to do. And first of all, it's us. First of all, us. Those who are connected to the actions of the Creator and understand what He's doing it for.
PT25.
Rav, more about the virus, what is being revealed now in continuation of what the friend says, it's fear and uncertainty, that's for sure. If we thought it's a respiratory disease, now they're saying it's a system, it's working on our nerves. We thought children don't get it, so now most of the people in the U.S. are young people and children, and it's not so clear what to do with it. So I'm asking, what's the thing about the fear and uncertainty awakening in humanity? Why is that necessary for correction, those specific feelings?
To scare us, to move us, to shake us, to push us to corrections. That's what it's about. Not something else. I have no doubt about it. Why would the Creator do it? In order to shake us up. So a few more will die, a few more will live, but what's important is that we will ask for a reason. We will look for a reason. What should we do? And the reason is a distance between us. So the virus is working toward that. It forces us to be physically apart and at the same time wants us to start discovering our correct direction in our internal connection from the heart. So let's do it. It might help. You understand? Let's sit each in his own home or at his workplace behind his mask on one hand. On the other hand, we want to be together. So let's do it together. I also say the same thing toward Bnei Baruch. When we have a meal here, for example, on Saturday morning, with onion and bread, we have to feel more that we are connected. And it doesn't matter to us the level of physical proximity, but the level of internal closeness. This is what we need to have. And if from day to day I don't feel changes, or on the contrary, I feel that I am wasting each day. I'm not realizing myself. I'm not approaching the aim to bestow, and I don't quite know what is above reason. And I read these excerpts like the one we read now in the introduction to Panimi Rotumas Birot, the words of Bala Sulam, and before that, the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, two very difficult introductions, the most difficult there are. And I see that I don't understand even what they're talking about. I don't even understand what they're talking about. And that understanding doesn't depend on my learning quite what each word means in every term, but internally I don't have them. I don't discover within me that they're talking about something that is inside of me. I have to feel it. So that only awakens in me internal stress, that I'm not on the right path. I'm not there. I'm not advancing. What's going to happen? Let's think about it.
So the uncertainty has to push us to more connection, actually. The confidence has to come from the connection.
Yes. Yes, the confidence can come only from connection. I see that you have Terence over there, right?
No. Thank God.
All right, tell us. Tell us about connection. How, you know, there is no choice. It's the only thing that can save us, right? Terence. At least say yes.
Rav, can you hear me?
We hear you.
I think we are in the good path. I have no doubt that we are coming closer one to the others. And all we need to know is just to agree about the Creator, to recognize that He is doing the good.
Correct. Correct. We will hug and get there. Very well. Good. Baltia.
Baltia
1.
Along with that, there's also great concern about the groups that still want to meet physically. They're planning big gatherings. Is that a right concern? And if so, in some way, what can... What else should we do except for prayer and example?
I don't know. I don't know. We have to come to a state where we see all of us on the screen, just like we see them physically. That there is no difference. No difference. What is so different? Do you have to smell a person? What do you get out of it? Do you have to hold him, feel him in your hands? What do you get out of it? I understand the baby, you want to hold him in your arms, you know, and the baby doesn't feel otherwise, you know. And you also feel him this way. But with a human being, your friend, do you have to hug him? And otherwise you can't hug him when you see him? It requires even more from you to activate efforts to be embraced with him in such a way that you will feel the embrace and he will feel the embrace. Let's now, you and I, feel that we are embracing one another. I can come to a state where I feel you, your shirt, everything you are, even your scent, everything about you, I can picture it to myself. Let's do it. Is it about distance? The physical senses, do they create an iron wall? Because the virus came especially from the Creator, so we would develop higher senses, spiritual senses, so that we will yearn for one another from our hearts, not to hug each other as during a congress. When throughout the hall we can hear each other tapping on each other's backs. Is this an embrace? Come on, guys.
Ви постійно об этом говорите, но просто очень, не знаю, большое переживання.
We can always talk about this, but there's still a big concern.
Не проходять у товарищей тяга к этому, я не знаю, що з этим делать, какие-то не знаю.
I'm happy to hear that Baltia is so yearning for an embrace, specifically the people from Baltia. Usually they're so relaxed, they're a little cold. Very. And now they are yearning more than everyone for an embrace. Beautiful. I'm happy. Let's see what else we got. Galil West.
Rav, Ergaz Kelim.
Rav, what toolbox of sentences do we need for spirituality?
Friends, what we are learning, I'm purposely bringing you to such parts, the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot and the introduction to the Tree of Life, so you would see that we don't understand what it's about. We are confused. It's not for us. And what's happening, we have to come to feel. We have to come to feel what it's about. Just as we're saying now, we have to come to feel one another, and then we will start suddenly seeing what it talks about in the Tree of Life, in the study of the Ten Sefirot, that it talks about the connection between us, not about one or about the other, but about when the two unite. Because when they unite, then we can talk about it. That's it. That's all there is to it. All that it is. Latin 7.
¿Puedo hacer una pregunta general, Rav?
No.
Can I ask a general question, Rav?
All right.
Sí.
Bueno, siento cierta responsabilidad por los amigos que pasan dificultades, muchas dificultades.
I feel some kind of responsibility for the friends that are going through difficulties, many difficulties from every kind.
Porque es mi defecto, ¿no es cierto? Que ellos pasen todo.
What can I do? Because it's a flaw in me that they go through all these problems they're going through.
The maximum that you should help them is to hug them and show them that this is how we're facing the Creator, who is playing these, who is doing these, giving us these exercises. So let's go through these difficulties together. Hug in the ten. And try to go through the difficulties that each person has in the ten, in his family or whatever it is. Try to go through them together and you will suddenly see what's difficult. This is fine, that's fine. Only if you approach it, when you in a way that you are united, you see that they all disappear and there are no disturbances. But not when you come personally to work, no, together, together. And then it'll disappear. Try. Let's see. And then tell us. PT 6.
Rav, the corona opened people's ears, meaning they're listening more, they're willing to speak more. What's the advice to give a person who doesn't study with us that understands that you have to change? And he's asking, okay, how will I change? To bring him to study here probably isn't the way. So what should I offer him?
I would still... We have beginner's material, not for those who begin in the wisdom of Kabbalah. We don't want that. We call it beginners, but it's those who want just to know that there is a reality that is governed by the force of bestowal, that we have to be a little more connected to each other. And the coronavirus is directing us and pushing us toward that. These things, do we have it? This is what we need to spread to the whole world in every language. That through our connection, we simply get to the good, good life. That's it. Just spread out this material and that's it. You're asking me as if we've got everything.
We had integral education today. I don't know if we have such courses.
I don't think they need courses. They need short bits that explain a little bit of this, a little bit of that. They can't read more than three or four lines normally. Even that, barely. So give it to them. Split it into tiny portions, you know, samples. And that's it. Florida lo hayta lanu hayom. We didn't have Florida today.
Thank you, Raf. Earlier in the lesson, you said, I need to lose myself and work only for the friends. And when you said that, right away, I said a prayer to the Creator, and it was met with a lot of resistance. How do I overcome this resistance?
You have to kiss this resistance, this objection, kiss the stick, that's what it's called. Because through the objection, the resistance, you activate yourself, you connect to the Creator even more. Don't curse the resistance. On the contrary, all the bad is to our benefit, so we would overcome it and connect even stronger. Be a little more, relate to it a little more maturely. Moscow 7.
Bala Sulam and Rabash, they both left their students and wrote letters that in the letters they kept telling them not to feel the physical distance between the teacher and the student and to just stop feeling that distance. Is that a problem of every beginner student, that we feel we need this physical connection?
I don't do these calculations because we work out of what the whole world wants, the reality that the world demands. So I don't do anything that seems to me this way or that way. Reality itself mandates. It obliges me to sit here in my room without getting out so as to be certain that today and tomorrow I will be able to give to you. So I will do it. If it works a little differently and I will be able to get out, I'll start thinking about it. to disconnect from you. If it were for your benefit, I would do it for sure. But for now, I have great doubts that it will cause you connection. Connection is what's important. There's nothing more than connection. All of these, this intellectual stuff we relearn in these introductions, you can't understand it anyway. But when we connect, we can understand what it's about. If there's no connection, you can read it for 1,000 years. Nothing will happen. But when you open your heart, it becomes clear. If you don't open your heart, it doesn't become clear. So either company, unity, or death. So let's hope that we, thanks to this treatment that the Creator is, or care that the Creator has given us, we will advance. Every day we go through new states, sharp states. Perhaps you know or don't know what kind of currents there are in our world group. But it's good. It's good. What's important is that we feel that we are all together, that we all want and expect the Creator to be revealed in us so as to teach us to be like Him. Not so we would be happy, content, so He would enjoy our being sons of the Lord your God. Amen. Info.
So let's quickly go over our schedule. So 10 a.m., Norma and Rav till 10:45, then 10:45 till 11:30, Ron and Avigdor with the show about finance. It's all translated and broadcasted at Sviva Tova on Facebook. And then 1:30 recorded preface lesson. Then at 6, the friends are going to give a lesson. And Itai. Yeah, I wanted to speak about the way we look in morning lessons. So I wanted to remind everybody, first of all, each and every one that goes into Galaxy, you are in front of 2,500 people in every lesson. That's the average of people connecting. So it's important, always be, have a shirt on. I'm saying that to the men. Always make sure what environment you're sitting in. Don't connect to Galaxy when you're lying in bed or all kinds of things that are, well, don't respect the state that we're in front of 2,500 people. So let's help each other pay attention to that. From the first second, right away, don't enter the Galaxy if you're not decent. So let's watch out for each other, and in the tens, just tell people to look decent. That's it. So it'll be better if we do that. So let's go to a song.
Узнать нам суждено, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Para triunfar Open your eyes Look up to the skies Cause if you take things like the night I'll help you step into the light Because together we can make the darkness right.
соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели слиться с ним.